not equal. Unless I've missed something, there ought to be a minus sign. Unless there was a minus. So there's a boring last step, because if you notice the algorithm, there's a slight difference within the case when n is even and n is odd. Actually, the case of n is odd is the easiest, because if you have an odd number of particles, you remove one, that gives you an n minus 1 is even, and the number of interactions is n minus 1, because you don't interact with yourself. So n minus 1 over 2 is an exact number. So for an even, in the case of n is even, you have to do some cleanup at the end to get the last example, to get one final thing computed. If you look at the example of six particles on that earlier foil, you'll find on step three was special. Only one particle was computed in the fixed position. That's because it's just life. You just have to stare at it. And so finally, you have to do a shift to get everything back and look at this pipeline halfway round. So we shift it all the way round, and then we add A to AC to get the total acceleration. So this algorithm is clearly superior on all grounds. It's as efficient as you can make it. And uses order n space, etc. And also it illustrates, this is essentially the algorithm Grape would use.